I'm actually Black and Native American, which means I don't trust white people at all. Not y'all. Y'all good white folks. It's just I've been hurt before is what I'm trying to tell y'all. It's just it was weird how I found out I was Native, man. Like my dad just walked in when we were 15 and was like, well, we nanny-cope, and then just walked the fuck out. And it was weird because nothing changed. Like, because the tribe didn't sign a treaty. So nothing changed in my life. Like, I didn't get no casino money. I didn't get a scholarship. I didn't get the ability to transform into a wolf. It was a very disappointing announcement. That's why I just, honestly, I don't even take that shit serious, man, because I just don't know a lot about the culture. But my cousins, they really into the shit, to the point where one of my cousins, he refused to go to my niece's birthday party at Six Flags. Grandstanded at everything in front of the park. I was like, man, what the fuck is wrong with you, bro? It's a birthday party. He was like, man, my native blood won't allow me to participate in such white activities. I'm like, nigga, you take Claritin. Like, what the fuck is you... Your name is Martin. Calm the fuck down. But I do like people like talking to my dad because he's real Native. Like, his name is Gentle Grey Wolf. That's not his Twitter handle. That's his real fucking name. But I like people talking to him because a lot of the time, it's so few of us, no one talks to a real Native when there's some issues and shit. It's always Stephen A. or fucking Max Kellerman or some shit on ESPN. So like this one time, this white lady was on an airplane with us and she basically leaned over and was like, Gentle Grey Wolf, how do you feel about the Washington Redskins still having that name? He was like, bitch, give us our land back. Like, what the fuck are you? It's cold as fuck in South Dakota.